I am at the bottom of 23b. You might have already done it already without me. Nemeka Tanai, about eight lines up. This is going on the machlokas of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. The machlokas at the end of the daf yesterday between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish about whether or not the Trumas Hadeshin requires the begadim, or really whether Trumas Hadeshin is considered an avoda. Rabbi Yochanan thought it was an avoda, and therefore it required all four regular begadim: the shirt, the pants, the belt, and the hat. Whereas Rish Lakish thought it was not considered an avoda, and therefore it only required the pants and the shirt. So based on that Gemara, or based on that machlokas that we had yesterday, so the Gemara is going to say, well, does this connect to another machlokas of another Braisa? Name a Ketanai. Let's say it's like the following Braisa. The Pasuk says, and we quoted this Pasuk yesterday, and Rish Lakish used these words yesterday, that the Pasuk says, Al Bisaro, but it first said Yilbash. More later. So the pasuk says, "Mata al b'saro." Right. The pasuk says, "V'lavash achlim midobad mechseva yilbash al b'saro." Mata medomar li yilbash. The pasuk already says, "V'lavash hakohen." So what does it mean, yilbash? So the Gemara says, "Lihavi mitznefes v'avnet laharama," that you also have to wear the belt and the hat for the Trumas Hadeshen, which itself is something Rish Lakish said you didn't necessarily have to do. Did Rabbi Yehuda? That's going to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Dosa Omer, the rabbis, big day kohen gadol b'yom kippurim. Shek Sharon Lakohen Hedjok, that it's really to teach us, based on a Kavachom, or not based on a Hekesh, based on maybe Gezer Sheva, that the word Yilbash connects to another word Yilbash, that you're allowed to wear it, even you're allowed to wear the Kohen Gadol's Begadim of Yom Kippur, even if you're a regular Kohen, and not Yom Kippur. So somehow they make that drasha, although it's an interesting one.
It's interesting because that seems to violate the general principle that we say Ma'alim the Kodesh below Marie.
So we're going to get to that in a second. So that's one. That's Machlokas. Machlokas is between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Dosa. That whether Yilbash teaches us to include the other two begadim of the belt and the hat within the Trumas Hadeshin service, thereby implying whether it's an avoda. And Rabbi Dosa says no, it doesn't come to tell us that. Meaning maybe. The Gemara is going to say maybe that therefore implies that Rabbi Dosa holds like Rish Lakish, that the two begadim are not necessary for Trumas Hadeshin because it's not an avoda. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda thinks that the pasuk teaches us that you need the two and therefore maybe it's considered an avoda. So the Gemara says, first of all, Amar Rabbi, Shtei Tshuvos B'Davar. I have two responses to you, Rabbi Dosa, who says that it's not that you should, that the pasuk is teaching us about the clothing of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, that it can be worn all year. So chada da avnet shel Kohen Gadol lo hu avnet shel Kohen Hedjok. That the belt is not the same belt of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Right? The regular Kohen wears a belt. We talked about this a few weeks ago. The regular Kohen during the year wears a belt of shatnez, right, of wool and linen, whereas the Kohen Gadol wears one which is just of wool. Just of linen. You're right, pishtim, just pishtim. So
and that was a machlokas we had a couple weeks.
Right, exactly. So then, you can't say that the pasuk is teaching us you can wear the Kohen Gadol's clothing from Yom Kippur all year round, because the Kohen Gadol doesn't wear that all year round. So va'od, and furthermore, begadim shenishtam shebehem shemishtameshes behem b'kdusha chamura tishamesh behem b'kdusha kala. Right, as Leonard pointed out before, ma'al makosh v'ein maridin. So you can't use the Kohen Gadol begadim on Yom Kippur for regular Kohen Gadol, for regular Kohen during the rest of the year, because that would be lowering its kedusha. Ella says, Rabbi. It says Rabbi Matam Lomer Yilbash, what does it come to teach us? Larabos es hashchakim. I don't know why Rabbi doesn't like Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. But either way, he uses the word Yilbash to teach us about the shchakim, the worn out, the older begadim of the Kohen. Doesn't say necessarily any specific type of begadim, so I assume it's just any random begadim of the Kohen, that you're allowed to use them even though they might be ripped. So the pasuk says, V'hinicham sham. The pasuk, we've talked about this pasuk before. Pashat aspik de habad asher levash bevo al kolosh v'hinicham sham. This is by the avoda of Yom Kippur. So melamed teun shetun geniza. This teaches us, according at least to the Tanakhama of this brisa, that they have to go in the geniza. You're not allowed to use the Kohen Gadol's Yom Kippur begadim anymore. Right? This is presumably not like Rabbi Dosa, because first of all, we just saw that Rabbi Dosa says you could do that, and then Rabbi Dosa Omer Reuyin Hein LeKohen Gadol. So you're allowed to wear them for a Kohen Hadjot. Umatam Lomar V'hinicham Sham. Why, therefore, does the pasuk say you should put them aside? Shelo Yishtamesh Bahen Yom HaKippur Macher. We saw Rabbi Sallis Machlos a few weeks ago also, that you shouldn't use them for another Yom Kippur. He said on Yud Beis, 12 days ago. So you shouldn't use them for another Yom Kippur. Once you use for one Yom Kippur, that's sort of used up all the Yom Kippur juice that it had. You have to use it for regular Kohen. But it's not to say that you have to put it in Geniza. Okay, that's just a tangent Brisa that sort of supports Rabbi Dosa's opinion from the other Brisa. But now the Gemara comes back to what we were talking about before, Rabbi Yochanan Mishlakish. So my lav b'hakamilfagi, is it not that this is what they're arguing about? Demar Savai, Rabbi Yehudu says the word yilbash teaches us that the Kohen God, that the regular Kohen doing Truma Sedeshen has to wear the other begadim, meaning all four. Savar avodahi, he learns out from the pasuk, he uses the other two begadim, and therefore he has all four begadim like any other avoda, which implies that Truma Sedeshen is like any other avoda. Umar Savar lav avodahi, and Rabbi Dosa, who thinks that the Truma Sedeshen can be done only with the shirt and the pants, so maybe he believes that because of that drasha, it implies that it's not an avoda, and you're allowed to do Truma Sedeshen with only a shirt and pants. So, and therefore that would line up with Rish Lakish, who says also you can do your Truma Sedeshen with only a shirt and pants. So when it says low, it's not true. You don't necessarily have to say that. Dekuli alma avodahi, everyone agrees that Truma Sedeshen is concerned. Maybe everyone agrees Truma Sedeshen is an avoda. V'hacha b'hakam afliki, maybe this price is talking about, this machlok, because Mar Savar Tzvicha Kral Rebuyeh. Mar Savar Lo Tzvicha Kral Rebuyeh. That one opinion holds, and I don't exactly know which one's which, because I think it can go both ways, that Rish Lakish doesn't require a pasuk. Meaning when Rish Lakish says when Rabbi Yehuda says you need the pasuk, so that's just to teach you, you wouldn't have known otherwise. That it would be an avoda that you could do with only two begadim, the shirt and the pants. But then comes the pasuk to teach you, no, you have to use all four. It's always an avoda, but you just have to have all four. Umar Savar and Rabbi Dosa, who thinks that you don't use the pasuk to teach you all four, just doesn't mean that you don't wear the belt and the hat. It just means you don't need a pasuk to tell you that you wear the belt and the hat, because he thinks this is an avoda. And then you get back to why does it say mido bad and michnesei bad in the pasuk? So then you'd go back to presumably what Rish Lakish said before, that it's coming to teach you other things about how you put them on and stuff like that. Measurements and the measurement of the pants and also, or the measurement of the shirt, and also that the pants have to be on your skin. Okay. New topic. Rabbi Oven. Rabbi Oven asks, Truma Sedeshen Bekama, how much Deshen do you have to pick up? Right? You pick this up, I believe, with some kind of a shovel. So the question is, how much do you have to get in that shovel's worth? So the Gemara says, "Mi trumas master alfinan la." So we learn enough from trumas master, which is an interesting drasha, because trumas master has to do with regular produce, but it uses the same word, v'hari mosam imenu. And by the trumas sedeshen, it says v'harim es sedeshen. So same thing, harama, you picking it up. V'harim means to pick up, to raise. So when you're picking something up, maybe you're using the same kind of picking up proportions. So Gemara says, maybe you learn from Trumas Maser, which would therefore be, I believe, 1/10. Trumas Maser is what the Levi takes out of his, the Levi takes out of his Meiser Rishon that he then gives to the Kohen. Right? We give Truma to the Kohen, we give Meiser to the Levi, and the Levi has to take Truma from his own Meiser. So that's an extra 10th. So that's one. Maybe it's 10%. Maybe whatever the pile next to the mizbeach is, you have to pick up a tenth of that. Oh, mi trumas midjan yalfin in la. Or do we learn from the truma of midjan? What does that mean? The truma of midjan. It says by the war in with midjan, which is in Parshas. Maybe Chukas? No, Palak. It would be Balak or Pinchas, right?
It's after Palak. I think it's Pinchas.
It would be after Balak because that's when they fight with Moab, but isn't that connected with Midjan? Somehow. I don't remember. It's Bamidbar Lamed Aleph, so maybe it is later.
And then they have to play.
Pinchas, maybe. I'm guessing Pinchas.
The end of Balak.
The end of Balak, yeah, that's what I thought. You think it's in Matos?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's probably repeated.
It might be repeated. Okay, either way, it's in the end of Bamidbar. And over there it says that they would take from V'harimosem mechas la'Hashem echad nefesh mechamish meos. I don't exactly know what that means. What does that mean? That they take 1/500th of what? The
spoils that they took.
I assume spoils, but it says the word nefesh. Why does it say nefesh? I don't know. The pasuk says echad nefesh mechamish ameos. I don't know why it says the word nefesh there. Maybe there's some kind of drasha about the word nefesh.
They didn't lose anybody, but I thought, I'm not sure.
I don't know. You'd have to look at the pasuk lamed aleph chaf ches to see what exactly the pasuk means.
Well, that's a little later. Okay.
Maybe it is in Matos.
Yeah, it's in Matos.
Yeah, it's Matos, Jeff. But so then Tashima. So that's the two possibilities. Number one is 1/10. Option number two is 1/500. I don't think that's what it means. I think it's literally just using the word harimosim. What does it mean by trumas maser? It means to take 1/10 of whatever is in front of you, not of the whole process. You're saying 1/10 because of truma and then maser? Yeah, I don't think that's what it's saying. Is that what it says in the art scroll? I don't think so. No, I think it would be 1/10 just generally. What does nefesh word mean over there, Leonard? Did it say?
It says a lady who receives the first type, my Jerishon, must then separate 1/10. So it is.
What do you mean? Is 1/10 or is 1/10 of 1/10? I think it's 1/10. That would be in the regular art scroll part, not in the bottom notes, I don't think.
What do you mean?
What does the pasuk say? Nefesh. Nefesh achas.
You shall raise up a tribute to Hashem from the men of war who go out to the legion, one living being of 500, from the people, from the cattle, from the donkeys, from the flock.
Oh, so it's the spoils of the animals. That's what it means.
Yeah, but it also
but it
says
calls the animals
the people. And I'm not quite sure. The slaves.
They took 1/500th of slaves?
Maybe. That's what I was trying to see if anybody comments on it.
Okay, maybe that's what it means. Either way, it means 1/500. I'm just like taking it back. I don't remember that they took people as from those wars. I don't remember that. Okay. Right. Okay. So Tashima. So which one is it? 1/10 or 1/500? Big difference. So Tashima. The Tanya Rabbi Chia Namar Kan Veheirim. This is by the Truma Sedeshin. V'Namar Lahala and Veheirim. This is by the Karb the Ketores, the Mincha. Sorry, Haktaras HaMincha, by the Mincha. V'heirim yimenu b'kumtso. Kumtso is what, his palm? How do you translate kumtso? I know, but how do you translate the word? Doesn't have a word.
This is comments.
Yeah. So ma lahalan b'kumtso, afkan b'kumtso. It doesn't translate that either? Yeah, handful. There you go. Thank you, Koren. Right, so you pick it up with your hand and you do the little thumb and pinky thing.
It's interesting that they bring a brisa that has
two options, and then they pass in like a third one. Yeah. I was going to say that. Yeah. So which one is it? Neither.
None of the above.
Is it this or this? It's neither. so just like the Kohen takes only a handful for the mincha, a flower, so too, he's only going to take a handful, or he only needs to take a handful amount. Right, you don't pick it up with your hands, so it's not like you do that, but you do it with the shovel, you get at least a handful in the shovel. Yeah, that would be pretty hot. I mean, it depends what time you take, but yeah. Okay, so there you go. It's neither, it's a handful, which I guess it just does depend on the proportion of the pile. It just depends on how much you want to take out.
And it would depend probably on the size of your hand.
Maybe.
Or would they say it's an average hand?
I would assume it's an average hand, but you might be right. I don't know.
I mean, certainly by the comments of the mincha, it depends on
how right,
size
right.
Of its hand.
Whatever's left over, yeah. Okay, I don't know.
I thought they used special utensils for those.
Well, they did, but the question is, how much
do was you it? Have, whose hand have? Are we measuring? That's the question.
Yeah,
even when you're doing the utensil, whose handle?
The shovel.
Okay, here's a discussion which is relevant to everyone but Tzvi. So Tzvi, you can go do something else. But Amar Rav, Arba Avodos Zar Chayav Aleihem Misa. If you're not a Kohen, you're not allowed to do these things, otherwise you get Misa. You get killed for them. If you're a Kohen, you're fine. But Zrika V'haktara V'nisa Chamayim V'nisa Chayayim. So four things. Zrika, sprinkling the blood. Haktara, actually burning the carb on the meat. Venisa chamayim, pouring the water. This is presumably only on Sukkos.
Right, yeah.
It's kind of interesting. One of the four categories is one act that you only do once a year. Venisa chayayin and the pouring of wine, which happens every day. V'levi amar, af truma sedeshen, also happens every day. Even taking up the truma sedeshen is also something you chayim is for, which presumably connects to the machlokes we said before about whether or not truma sedeshen is considered an avoda. Here, according to Levi, definitely sounds like that. V'chein tani Levi masnisei, af truma sedeshen. Is it not mentioned in the Torah?
Well, the Sadokim didn't believe it should be in the
Torah. So maybe you're right.
But they learned it out from the extra. The Chachamim learned it out from the extra Mem, Yod, and Mem.
Right, that's right. Right. Niskehem, Niskam. Right, that's right. From the beginning of Sukkot talks about.
So that's a.
Yeah, it's a drasha.
It's a drasha that leads.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah.
To be a Chayav Misa.
Yeah. Interesting. Where did they get that from? That's a good question.
Well, the question I have is why those and why not all these other services?
Why not?
Like Kabbalah. Does Kabbalah or Halacha, he gets it invalidates the service.
It invalidates the service, but at least right. According to this, you're not Chayav Misa.
Right. This doesn't mean that they can do the other ones, it just means that they're not Chayav Misa for that.
And it doesn't mention the comments, which for the
comments. Yeah, there are a lot of things here that aren't mentioned.
For a chattis offering, that is the whole thing.
Yeah, but let's keep going. My time of Rav. Why does Rav say only these four and not the Truma Sedeshen? D'chsiv yatov v'necha itecha tishmeru as kunaschem l'chol davar hamizbeach ulemibes havaroches v'avadetem v'avodas matana etenes kunaschem v'azar karev yumas. That's the pasuk that we're going to base everything off of, but we're going to darshan different parts of it. Avodas matana. Number one, it has to be something you're actually actively doing, creating. There's a natina, there's a giving. Velo avodas siluk, but not when you're taking. The truma sedeshen is when you're taking stuff away from the deshen. So that's not the type of avoda we're talking about. It says avodas matana, when you're giving something, when you're giving the blood, when you're giving the animal, when you're putting the water, when you're putting the wine. Those are all things that you're giving. But truma sedeshen is when you're taking. And furthermore, Va'avadetem, and you did it, you completed it. Avoda tama, you mean you finished that activity, there's nothing else you have to do in sequence afterwards, right? That there's nothing you have to finish off after that avoda. V'lo avoda sheish achra avoda, and not the truma sedeshen, which has something afterwards. What's after the truma sedeshen? You have to go put it away. Hotza sedeshen, I assume is what it means.
You have to put some by the
right, when you do other things. But Truma Sedeshen, I think that's what it means, that you have to bring it out. We're gonna
so that's the reason it wouldn't include things like the Kabbalah and the Halacha. Because
right, all those things that are mid-process or something. Right, so Gemara says,
he has to do everything.
So the Gemara says, V'Levi, and what about Levi? Levi who says that Truma Sedeshen is included. So Rabbi Rachman, L'chol Davar HaMizbeach. When the Pasuk then says, L'chol Davar HaMizbeach, so then it includes other things that are associated with the Mizbeach, including the Truma Sedeshen. And I knew the second he said this that we're going to get into a Klal Uprat Gemara, because it sounds exactly like a Klal Uprat, right? You have the words lekol davar hamizbech, and then the pasuk continues ulimbeis habaruchas va'avadatem avodas matana. Lekol davar hamizbech means literally everything, but then you have a specification. Then you have imbeis habaruchas, and then you have avodas matana, which is further clarifying the klal. So right, when you have, so we have a rule. Where I was going to say this, klal uprat. You have the klal. We say Rabbi Yishmael every day. You have the klal, which is the kol davar hamizbech. That's general. That's a big category. And then you specify it to be referring to only to avodas matana that we're saying here. So we'll see why it's not klal uprat. And whenever you have a klal uprat, you always go only after the prat, right? So if I were to say, always wear shirts that are blue. Right, so always wear shirts, and then that are blue means only blue ones, right? So that's a klal uprat. Well, that's not the greatest klal uprat, but it is a klal uprat. So v'rav, so what about rav? Why? What do you do with the pasuk l'chol davar hamizbeach? Hahu la'asuya sheva hazaus shel bifnim v'sheva mitzora. This is interesting also. It comes to include something very specific, which is not so unique, that a general phrase will include only one thing. But it's referring to the seven sprinklings of the dam chatas that you sprinkle inside of the heichal on the paroches of the Kodesh HaKodashim, and then the seven and then the seven sprinklings of the mitzora, which they would do. Where do you do that? The seven sprinklings of the mitzora also in the Kodesh HaKodashim. So what do you sprinkle on the mizbeach? I don't know where you do it. Either way, so that one you do not. It says lefnei Hashem, which I think means the mizbeach. I don't know. Maybe I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. Either way, so those are included in v'chol davar mizbeach according to Rav. The Levi, what about Levi? Where do you get that from? How do you know that those seven sprinklings are also chayav misa for a non-kohen? So nafkalei mi davar v'chol davar. The pasuk doesn't just say davar, it says kol davar. Davar comes to include, dvar hamizbeach comes to include all things that are associated with mizbeach. And then kol davar comes to include those seven sprinklings, those seven sprinklings for the mechat, for the dam chatas and the dam mitzorah. So v'rav, what about you, Rav? What do you learn from the two words davar and kol davar? Davar kol davar lo darsh, just doesn't darshan it. Okay, you have that right. V'eim al kol davar mizbeach klal avodas matana prat. Right, it says, as we say to Levi, wait a second. The kol davar hamizbeach is a klal; it's a general rule, and then you have a prat of avodas matana. So you can't then use kol davar retroactively to include other things when it's been more clarified by the words avodas matana. Klal prat im bechlal el mashab prat, as you say in Rabbi Shmuel, as we'll say soon, avodas matana in avodas siluk lo, and therefore it should be excluded because of this drasha, not included. So Gemara says, he answers, presumably Levi answers that no, nemar, sorry, amar kra ulmi beis la paroches va'avadatem, that really the klal prat is in the pasuk, but it's a different klal prat. Ulim beis haparoches va'avadatem el mi beis haparoches hu da'avodas matana v'lo avodas siluk ha'bachutz afil avodas siluk. So it's saying anything that's mi beis haparoches, anything which is done in the Kodesh HaKadashim itself, that's when you only have avodas matana aser to azar, but anything and not avodas siluk. What's an avodah siluk from the Kodesh HaKadashim? What would that include?
Doesn't the Kohen Gadol have to remove something?
Yes,
because he goes into the Kodesh HaKadashim twice on Yom Kippur.
Second time he goes in to remove the ladle.
Yeah.
The coals?
And the ladle.
The notes say here that there are coals and that he has to take out. Yes, so that would be the avodah siluk. So, I mean,
it's strange.
Nobody does that. Except for the Kohen Gadol.
It's strange though, because isn't anybody who goes into
right. The
Kodesh Kodashim Chayav Misa?
Presumes, that's what I was saying, that anybody, only the Kohen Gadol is allowed to go in there, and maybe someone would be Chayav Misa for going in generally, right. But they wouldn't be Chayav Misa for taking something out. only a non-Kohen would be chayv misa also for taking something out. Meaning, you get one chayv misa for going in, and then you potentially get another chayv misa for taking something out.
What's the
chiddush? I don't know. Practically, you're right. That's like when they when
unless
when
you didn't know you were a Kohen when you went in, and then somehow while you were in there, you found out you were a Kohen. So you couldn't be chayv misa because you didn't or you weren't.
Meaning when you were the Kohen Gadol, appropriately the Kohen Gadol, and you found out in the middle. Okay, I don't know. That's a crazy situation. Yeah.
You were asleep.
You were misasik, and then you found yourself holding the coals of the Kodesh Kodesh, and you have to put them down.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Gemara says, "Ihach, if that's true, if avadatem nami, it should also be used. The word avadatem should also teach us something that it's a klal uprat,
or that it's also limited to the things inside the Kodesh Kedashim.
Vavadatem. Oh, we use the word vavadatem to teach us avodah tama,
right.
That only full avodas, and then we use that word. So that avodah should also be." Excluding, that should also be excluding, or in. That could also only be for the Kodesh Kedashim.
And we used that. We said that that included Nisuch HaMayim and Nisuch HaYayim.
Well, it was one of the two reasons.
Right. Those
right.
Are.
Yeah. So who da'avodah elmi bos la'chvaroches elmi beis la'parochas who da'avodas tama v'lo avodah sheyesh achre avodah habachutz afil avodah sheyesh achre avodah. So that's what that's part of the question, right? That only that they should also be telling us that anything that it has another subsequent avoda, even if it's not finishing that avoda, but if it has a subsequent avoda, it should also be ushered to a zar, to a non-kohen, meaning chayv misa for a non-kohen. So Gemara says, no, va'avadatem, va'avadatem. Hadar arve kra. The pasuk uses the word, the vav, and therefore that vav connects it to whatever came beforehand. I guess that means kol davaram is bad. So that still only clarifies. That still only it also only includes only applies to things that are outside on the outside of mizbeach, the mivachutz, that you're chayav misa as a zar for avodah tama, but not for other types of non avodah tamas. Okay. Very drusha gymnastics there. But either way, let's continue. What about the stuff inside the Hecha? So, didn't we just say the Kodesh HaKadashim you would have, according to the Pasuk, a Kval Prat? Either way. Lifnim midaminan lei, o lechutz midaminan lei.
Right, so that we were talking about Rav, but now we're saying going back.
Oh, this Heichal is not the Kodesh HaKadoshim. This is the Heichal meaning the Mizbeach HaKetores. The inner Mizbeach, or Mizbeach HaZav, they call. Wait, is that the Mizbeach? No, the Mizbeach HaNechoshes. Right, the inner one, which you do the Ketores on. So are we also saying that that's included or no? So the Gemara says, the Trumas HaDeshen, is that called Trumas HaDeshen? I don't know what you call it. Truma Sadeshan Hamizbech HaPnimi? I don't know. So the Gemara says, Hadar Pashta, Mi Beis Ulu Mi Beis. To teach us that the same thing applies. Okay. Elameata Zar Shetiris HaShulchan Lichayev. So you should also be Mechayev Misa for a non-Kohen to do the Shulchan. Because over there he also cleans something out. He cleans out the Vazichen. Is that what it's saying? You put the lechem upon him, you should get chayv misa also because that's in the heichal.
And that's putting something in, that's not taking something out.
Right, it's not siluk, so you can't say it's siluk. So it was ika sidor bazichen.
After that, you have to put in the bazichen, so it's not an avodas tama.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is going to get repetitive because then we say, okay, what about that? Okay, well, what about that, right? It's just, if there's nothing afterwards, well, what after the next thing? So, what about the bazichin that you put, the frankincense, is that how you translate it?
Yes.
Right, your frankincense that you put there. So the Gemara says, Sidur bazich mechayev, fine. So we're not going to be mechayev because of the bread. Let's be mechayev because of the frankincense. So the Gemara says, no, ika siluk v'haktara. You take it away and you do the actual haktara. So now we've included it in one of the four categories, right? Haktara is one of the four categories that you'd be chayav misa for. So in Echanami, you are chayav misa for it. You're not chayav misa for any one step in between on the process, but you're chayav misa for the last one. So Gemara says, Zar shesidra es ha-menorah lichayav. What about the non-kohen that sets up the menorah? So ika nesinas psila. No, even though you set up the menorah, you cleaned it out, you still have to put in the wicks. So psila l'chayev, let's say, putting the wicks, you get chayev misa. So ika nesinas shemen, no, you have to put in the oil. So shemen l'chayev, nasan shemen l'chayev. So let's say you get chayev for putting in the oil. So ika hablak, no, you have to light the menorah. Okay, so let's say hidlik l'chayev. Let's say you should be chayev for lighting the menorah. Hablak alav orahi, which is a huge kiddush. That lighting a menorah is not considered an avoda. So he says, "Velo, is that true?" V'hatani, the Brisa says, "V'nas menorah on kohen yishal mizbeach v'arachlit zimala esh limit al hatzatzas alisa." That anytime you light a fire for the kisam, which is I guess like the thing you would light everything with. I don't know how you use a stick. What do you translate? How do you translate that?
Kindling chips.
The kindling chip. Okay, that you get chayev that you have to do shalotei el b'kohen kasher. You can only do it with a kohen. Ubekli sharis, which here means the big dekuna. So then Gemara says, no, hatsasa alisa avodahi, hadlaka alav avodahi, right? The kindling of the chip itself isn't the avodah that you have to do with a kohen, but that kohen can then give it to Yisrael, who can then light the menorah.
How does he do that? He can't go in there.
I don't know practically how he does it. Actually, I think I remember learning that they could roll it out. They could bring the menorah outside of the heichal and then put it back inside the heichal. I think I've heard that. No? Anyone? Can anyone confirm or deny?
I don't know. But there's a big lottery.
Yeah.
Maybe he uses a very
The Rambam
long,
says it.
Maybe he uses a very, very long
candle. No. The Rambam says it, I believe. It says here in B'as HaMikdash, Perek Tes Halacha Zayin, that the Kohen will bring it out. And then you bring it back into the Heichal afterwards. And the Rabbid says on that, based on this Gemara, that it's true, lecharchil, you shouldn't do it. But if he does it, he's not chayv misa. All right, that's what we're saying here. There's a whole back and forth with the Ritva also. Yeah, how does this work with the other psukim? Interesting stuff. Okay. Let's keep going. El miata zar shesidra es ha-ma'arach l'chayev. So if you're setting up the mizbeach, the wood, ik shesidra shnei gizir eitzim, as you said a couple of days ago, no, then you have to put up other wood. Usidra shnei gizir eitzim l'chayev, ik shesidra evarim, then you put up the actual evarim on the mizbeach, and that would be burned up, and that would be part of haktara, which is one of the categories. V'ha amar rabbi Asi, amar rabbi Yochanan, zar shesidra shnei gizir eitzim chayev. Didn't he say there chayev? No, v'ha pligi, mar savar avoda tamahi, mar savar avoda tamahi. The question is whether or not that wood is considered like its own independent avoda. It's separate from the mizbeach, the haktara, or is it considered just a step along the process? So Tanakh Vasa the Levi. There's a machlokas. We said Rav and Levi whether true message is considered an avoda, one of these things that you the zar be chayav for. So Tanakh Vasa the Rav avoda is shezar chayav alim misa zrikas dam bein lifnim bein lifnai bivnim vehamaza bechatas haof uvehamim matze. Those resemble what we said before from Rav, the four categories. So that one doesn't mention Truma Sedeshen. But then Tanya Kavasa Delevi, Avoda Shazar Chayvalim Misa Meir Mesedeshen. You'd be doing Truma Sedeshen, Sheva Hazal Shebefnim, Sheva Mitzorah, Vahamale, Agabe Hamizbeach, Bain Davar Kasher, Bain Davar Pasel. I'm sure the Gemara could pick apart each of one of those statements, but it doesn't. It just leaves it at that. Finishing off, Lama Vaisan, why do you, actually let's pick it up there. Okay, Shkayach. Have a good day.